Durham report exonerates Trump, vindicating him on Russian collusion hoax 7 years later. By Christina Wong on May 18, 2023. Special Counsel John Durham's final report, while it did not recommend any new charges, exonerated former President Donald Trump of any Russian collusion and vindicated his claims of being targeted by a politicized federal law enforcement agency. It's a great vindication and it feels good, and the report has been wildly praised. I wish it would have come faster, but the detail that he went into, 308 pages, the detail is extraordinary. And all of these people, I guess you could call it treason. You could call it a lot of different things, but this should never be allowed to happen in our country, Trump said in a recent interview with Newsmax. Durham's report confirmed that the FBI launched a politically motivated witch hunt against Trump, using the flimsiest of pretexts to swiftly launch an investigation into him while ignoring intelligence that Clinton's campaign planned to accuse Trump of colluding with Russia to distract from her private server woes. In fact, the report revealed intelligence on the Clinton plan was so significant. Then CIA Director John Brennan had briefed then President Obama and then Vice President Joe Biden, both of whom did nothing to discourage the collusion hoax. Biden even perpetuated it on the campaign trail in 2019. The report also confirmed that the FBI was spying on Trump, as he once alleged. According to the report, the FBI relied on an unverified dossier paid for by the Clinton campaign to obtain 4 secret surveillance warrants on the Trump campaign, even after not being able to corroborate any of its substantive claims. Meanwhile, the media published the dossier and for the next 6 years ran rampant with stories suggesting Trump had colluded with Russia, relying on anonymous sources and even winning Pulitzer Prizes for it. And the whole time, the FBI hid from FISA courts and the public any evidence favorable to Trump, while he, his family, and associates were subjected to interrogation by Democrat lawmakers, public harassment, and constant smears. One infamous smear in the dossier was that Trump had engaged in a golden showers sexual act at a hotel in Moscow. Durham's report said the likely source of that claim was a former Democratic National Committee official named Charles Dolan. While Democrats and the establishment media have tried to frame the report as a nothing burger, even CNN anchor Jake Tapper was forced to admit it exonerated Trump. MSNBC's Weissman, Durham report big fat nothing. Russia interfered in the 2016 election. Teehee report is now here. It has dropped and it might not have produced everything of what some Republicans hoped for. It is regardless devastating to the FBI. And to a degree does exonerate Donald Trump, Tapper said. While many hoped that Durham would recommend new charges, his report has at least exonerated Trump as he seeks re-election to the White House in 2024. In one of several triumphant posts on Truth Social about the report, Trump posted Wednesday a meme that said, "Trump was right about everything," along with one of his tweets from May 2017 that said, "The Russia-Trump collusion story is a total hoax, when will this taxpayer-funded charade end? Watch, Gates, Dems should want to reform the FBI since it's been used against them not all that long ago." Durham's report now casts a shadow on other ongoing pursuits by the Biden administration Department of Justice and the FBI against Trump, and could bolster his assertions that he is being unfairly targeted. Trump posted on Truth Social on Wednesday. "I was being framed by the FBI and the DOJ. Now IT continues with the boxes hoax, the perfect phone call in Atlanta, the Manhattan DA, and the New York State AG scam. What a group, but I'll report to the DOJ in Washington. It's James Comey and the sleazebags all over again. They are playing election interference in 2024 through illegal law enforcement against Republicans, in particular, your favorite president, me. These are cheating lowlifes, but we will win. Our country is going to hell." While the establishment media has tried to move on from the report, Durham is expected to make fresh headlines when he testifies to the House Judiciary Committee about the report next week. That testimony could also create problems for Biden, who knew as early as August 2016 about Clinton's plan, but did or said nothing as the U.S. government wasted enormous time and taxpayer money looking into Russian collusion. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.